Mortal, I know it's not our scheduled meet and greet, but I... Uh-huh, there you are. Yes, where was I? Oh, I have a little itty-bitty favor to ask of you, human. If you do this for me, then you can consider your favor repaid. Hmm? What do I mean? You already forgot? In exchange for not taking your soul to the bowels of hell and providing you with much-needed aftercare, I was given a favor that I would call upon whenever and wherever I so desired. As such, I'm cashing it in. So go, get dressed. Wear something presentable, please. Where are we going? Well, we're going out. I want to go out for a date on Earth with you. I don't know many humans in this era, and you are the most knowledgeable human I know. So, I was hoping you'd show me a good time tonight. You are so easy to fluster. That's also why I enjoy our time together. It's so much fun to tease you and watch you turn red with bashfulness. Yes, ever since I've been summoned to Earth, I have been doing a bit of research and have learned about something called a devil's food cake. I have read reviews on the thing you call the internet, and it says that devil's food cake is sinfully delicious. As the devil herself, I will be the judge of what's sinful or not. Now then, get dressed. Put on something cute. I want you to look your best when we go out tonight. Well, of course we're going to get dressed up. When was the last time you went out in something other than... that? Forgive me, there is nothing wrong with what you're wearing or your style, I suppose. But tell me, how often does one get to dress to the tens and go out with the Princess of Hell on an all-inclusive date night? Hmm? Now go. Get dressed. We leave in 10. Got it? Yes, reservation for 2. I called earlier today. You'll find the reservation under the name Lucy Morningstar. Marvelous. I told you I handle the reservation. Now then, let's get going before the waitress leaves us here at the door, hmm? They say chivalry was dead. Pulling my chair out for me. Thank you, sweetheart. My, so many wonderful vineyards are on here. What do you think we should have with dinner? What a fabulous choice. 2 glasses of that one, please, and... make sure to leave the bottle, hmm? Huh? How did I get a reservation on such short notice? Oh, silly mortal. Let's just say, favors go a long way down in hell. The owner here had a bit of an advertising problem, so all I did was invite some high-classed people here to conduct a business meeting, and voila. As such, this is one of the many small favors I can cash in with the owner. A deal with the devil doesn't always involve soul repossessing and being dragged to hell. Oh, no, no. Much like our arrangement, I get much more if I keep you here on Earth. A trade of services is much more important to me. Here comes the waitress with our glasses. Thank you, mortal. Give us another moment with the menus, will you? Now, where was I? Ah, yes, an exchange of services. I find that it is much more important than just taking something from you mortals. It makes it fair. You mortals are much more likely to trust me and let your guard down. The more things I do for you, the more you feel inclined to help me in a time of need. What's the saying you humans have? Scratch my itch and I'll scratch yours. You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Well, what if the scratch isn't on your back? Well, what if that itch is on your arm? Or your foot? Then what? Or perhaps on your leg? Or somewhere more intimate? Oh, there's that shy, flustered look I do love so much. I can't help but smile whenever I see that look. Yes. I think I'll have a filet mignon, cooked medium. For a side, I do enjoy the sound of the garlic mashed potatoes and the grilled green beans. I always did think of myself as a meat and potatoes kind of girl. Oh, good choice. I was looking at that too. I'm afraid I'll have to steal a bite off your plate. That was such a great meal. Oh, I forget how amazing human food really is. Well, it has been a very long time since I was last up here. Well, at least before I was summoned by you. Because of you, I have the ability to traverse the mortal plane in hell at my leisure. Makes our cuddle dates much easier than you doing your ritual each time. You've basically created a permanent anchor for me to this plane. As long as it remains, I can come and go whenever I so desire. So I figured, what better way to repay you for this amazing gift than give you a special night with the Princess of Hell? We got all dressed up together, had a 5-star dinner, and finally, the piece de resistance. A devil's food cake to share. When did I order this? I ordered it when you went to wash your hands. I figured getting something to share would be far better than trying to stuff our faces and stomachs to the brim. Wouldn't you agree? Good. That's what I thought. Now then, let me just grab the fork and Say ah for me, cutie. Ah. Oh, come on. That flustered look is always cute. Now, if you don't take this bite of rich, thick chocolate cake, it's gonna drip all over the table. We don't want to waste food now, do we? Very good. Is it as sinful as people claim? It's that good, is it? At a loss for words, I see. Okay, well, now it's my turn. Oh my, this truly is downright sinful. The cake, it's moist and spongy with a fudge-like texture. Rich and creamy chocolate flavor. Yes, this is something worthy of the devil's blessing. Waitress, make sure the kitchen staff accept Princess Lucifer's blessing upon this delicacy you mortals have bestowed upon our table. Embarrass you? What in the devil do you mean by that, mortal? I simply wish for the staff to know that the devil approves of this dish. Such strange customs you humans have. It's not like I was going to do anything like, say take them back to hell and turn them into my own personal chefs or anything. No, of course not. Well, regardless of that, this date was quite a treat. I enjoy spending time with you, human. I've learned a lot about your world since you've summoned me. I never bore of coming here and listening to your woes and desires. It's very cathartic, so to say. I think that every day should be lived to its fullest. Celebrate the small victories in our daily lives and enjoy what life has to offer you. Live every day like it's your last. Did you just come up with that yourself? Well, even if you didn't, here's to companionship. In whatever form it shows up in. Now then, I was thinking for our next date, we could go to something called the cinema. It's apparently a place to watch something called a movie. And a movie is apparently just a series of many, many, many photographs that have been taken all at once, or rather, very quickly, one after one another. And so all of those pictures combined form something.